Alistair, good morning to you. Welcome to Breakfast for Friday. And if you're looking for something to do this weekend with the children or the grandchildren, this might be up your street.
Jack O'Norry, Jack O'Norry.
Step Into Stories Festival is taking place in the town tomorrow, celebrating children's stories and books with leading authors, poets and storytellers. One of the authors who'll be there is Giles Trigg. He's the author of the Scruff the Pooch books and joins us now. Morning.
Morning. Morning, Tammy. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks for asking. Tell us a little bit about Scruff then.
Well, Scruff... Scruff started just before COVID, around about 2018, when my own Airedale was a bit arthritic and she used to lick herself to the point where she'd lick herself bald. She had bald patches.
Oh.
And, yeah, very sad. And I started calling her affectionately the pooch with no fluff. And then I thought that maybe this could be a, you know, a nice story for children. So I wrote it in rhyme in my head while I was cooking tea one evening, as you do. And I just went from there, really. Got myself an illustrator. I do everything myself. I publish it myself. I print them. Well, I don't print them myself. I have someone that does that. But do everything myself rather than through a publisher. And, yes, I've been very kindly invited to appear tomorrow at the Bewdley Step Into Stories Festival, which will be great.
How lovely. It sounds very organic, that you had a dog. This is a real-life tale. Many of us have dogs or have grown up with dogs and, you know, we've had adventures with them. They've been very much part of our lives. They've been there when we're sad. They've been there when we're excited or going on holiday. So it sounds organic. Talk to me about that process. What inspired you to become an author?
Well, I don't know what inspired me. It's something that really happened. They're all true stories that I do. They're all about my own Airedale. I mean, unfortunately, we lost our Azar a couple of years ago. We have another one that looks exactly the same now. But they're all true stories. And I think it just sort of, as you say, organically just developed. I wrote The Pooch with No Fluff and then had that printed and went to speak at a number of libraries. And I found the children really loved it. And I've been told, I've been stopped in the street, and people will tell me that they learnt, their kids or grandchildren had learned to read with my books. I think no scientist or anything, but I'm told that the way it's written and the rhyme is very attractive to children. And one lady even said to me that they always have the tiger that came to tea, but Scruff has to come first.
Oh, isn't that lovely?
That was a bit of an accolade.
Well, that's saying something, because, I mean, you know, Tiger That Came to Tea, that was a staple even when I was at school, and
really?
I'm 52 soon. So amazing. Tell us what's going to be happening in Bewdley tomorrow, then, at this this wonderful event, the Step Into Stories Festival.
Well, it's a new venture for the Bewdley Festival that usually takes place around about October time. And Ruth and her team have done a wonderful job in organising this day just for children and celebrating what's wonderful about children's stories. And it's not just about the little ones. There's something there for everybody. So we've got a number of speakers or reading for children, such as myself, with the very young ones to older ones, to teens. And there's even a lecture or two to adults or older children who want to learn a bit more about writing for children as well, which one or two of things I might go to myself. There's a lady who's very well comes recommended, is Claire Helen Welsh at 1:15 in the museum, which would be great to go and see. And I'm on at 10:45 myself in the library. But it's all about children's literature. And the nice thing about it as well, it's incredibly inclusive in the sense that, yes, there are events that are ticketed that you have to pay for, but there's also a number of free events as well. Mm. So there's something for everybody tomorrow. And it is a new venture, and hopefully it'll be a success, and I'm sure it will be.
Absolutely fantastic. Well, good luck tomorrow, because it is those initial tentative steps into hearing stories at bedtime or having stories read to you that can strike up that passion, because there are so many other distractions for young people now, aren't there, aside from reading?
Exactly, and this is very much what I want to get across tomorrow to the families and children, that there is more to life than screens and TV. And I've got the three books. Tomorrow we're going to read the three books that I've written and we're going to have a chat. And we might even write a story of our own while we're there, which will be great.
That's gorgeous. Well, enjoy yourself in Bewdley tomorrow, Giles. And thank you so much for coming on.
Lovely. Thank you for having me, Tammy.
It's a pleasure. Giles Trigg, the author of the Scruff the Pooch books. And he'll be reading from his books at Bewdley Library tomorrow morning at 10:45.